The Saddle Fire started Tuesday afternoon. Its growth was aided by winds that blew the flames up the hill, but progress was made in the fight against the fire on Wednesday. Caitlin Webb is the Prevention and Fire Communications Coordinator with the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands. She said the 150 assigned personnel used multiple resources, including two helicopters, to improve containment of the fire.
We did have a couple aircraft come in to help with suppression efforts, so they have been helping us out with water drops and some of the more difficult to reach areas on the fire. The Saddle Fire is in a pretty rugged and hard to access area. The terrain is pretty difficult to work in. So some areas we weren't wanting to put firefighters directly. Aircraft is helping us out with that. We also have engines, hand crews, and hotshot crews all actively engaged on both flanks of the fire.
No structures have been threatened by the flames, but precautionary measures saw 12 homes evacuated on Tuesday. The evacuation has been lifted and the residents have been allowed to return home. Webb says Wednesday's efforts have shown good progress.
They're making progress on containment lines. The bucket drops from the air resources have been really beneficial, and smoke has diminished significantly. So things are looking up out there.
The fire was the fourth within a week in the area. Wasatch County Sheriff's Department apprehended a juvenile who they suspect started all those fires. He is believed to have acted alone. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.